You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can come together to spread the word of Jesus Christ. Today, I have with us Dr. Tom Rayner. You know him as the founder and CEO there of Church Answers, and he's written many, many books that have been very helpful to us. Dr. Rayner, you've got a book that's coming out in just a couple of weeks, don't you, called I Am a Christian?
It is, and it is book number 40. So I am celebrating the 40th book with this one. I didn't know that until someone on my team did the count. And so I will celebrate it a number of ways. When you hear the name, I'm a Christian, it sounds like, okay, I've heard that before. The subtitle is really the essence of it, because it talks about growing as a Christian in the context of community. Oftentimes we talk about growing in Christ. I am a Christian. We talk about being a dedicated, committed church member. I am a church member. Well, we need to bring those two together. And that's what I Am a Christian does. It brings the idea of what it means to grow as a Christian in the context of community, specifically the church and the local church. Acts 2, all the way to Revelation 3, writes about the church, writes to church leaders, writes about issues in the local church. God has the local church as his plan B to carry out his plan A, I should say, to carry out his mission, and he does not have a plan B. And so we're talking about what it means to be that Christian in the context of the church. You cannot grow in full maturity until you are dedicated and committed to your local church, and you're growing in Christ as well.
Oh, that's great. Sounds so exciting. And today, so many folks, we complain about what's happening in politics, what's happening in our country. But really what you're saying is us being involved in the church, being the kind of Christian God's called us to be, that's what really makes a difference in our community and helps our churches to be what they should be.
Exactly. And if we begin to say, well, they're hypocrites in the church and they're people that have their own preferences and want to get their own way, you know what? You're exactly right. In fact, the Apostle Paul noted that in many cases. If you look at 1 Corinthians as one example among others. 1 Corinthians was all about church members who are trying to get their own way and wanted their own preferences. And so what does he write? Right in the at the magnum opus of this, he writes 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. It's not about a marriage ceremony. You can read it in a marriage ceremony, but it's about church members working together right in the middle of 1 Corinthians 12 and 14, where they're having problems. So I will be talking through that book about what it means to be that kind of church member that has not only unconditional love received from Christ, but demonstrates unconditional love along to those we serve alongside.
That's great. It sounds very interesting. And so we want to encourage our readers to, you can go to Amazon.com and they could go ahead and pre-order the book, couldn't they?
They could. Amazon.com is published by Tyndale, so it'll be at Tyndale.com. And I do know that Christian Books, what we used to call Christian Book Distributors, is going to have it as a major focus as well.
Excellent. Well, we thank you for taking the time to write it. And we want to encourage our listeners to take the time to read it and encourage folks in their community that may not quite understand what it means to be a church member, what it means to be a Christian, to take these principles and apply them to their lives and help them to have an impact on their community for Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Thank you. And I am honored that you would be willing to feature me in that book. So thank you and thank all of those who serve in your denomination and beyond.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for joining us today and listening in. We encourage you to like this page on Facebook, to share it with others, and remember that everything we do for Jesus Christ truly does help us advance the kingdom. So let us be better together.